ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ఓ వ్యాసదేవ్, యువర్ విజన్ ఈజ్ కంప్లీట్లీ పర్ఫెక్ట్, యువర్ గుడ్ ఫేమ్ ఈజ్ స్పాట్లెస్, యువర్ ఫార్మ్ ఇన్ భావ్ అండ్ సిచ్యుయేటెడ్ ఇన్ ట్రూత్ఫుల్నెస్, అండ్ దస్ యూ క్యాన్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ది పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ ఇన్ ట్రాన్స్ ఫర్ ది లిబరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ మెటీరియల్ బండేజ్. పర్పోర్ట్. పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ టేస్ట్ ఫర్ లిటరేచర్స్ బై ఇన్స్టింక్ట్. దే వాంట్ టు హియర్ అండ్ రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ అథారిటీస్ సంథింగ్ అబౌట్ ది అన్నోన్, బట్ దర్ టేస్ట్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లాయిటెడ్ బై అన్ఫార్చునేట్ లిటరేచర్స్ హుచ్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఫర్ సెన్స్ ఫర్ సటిస్ఫాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది మెటీరియల్ సెన్సెస్. సచ్ లిటరేచర్స్ కంటెన్ డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మండర్న్ పోయమ్స్ అండ్ ఫిలాసఫికల్ స్పెక్యులేషన్స్ మోర్ ఆర్ లెస్ అండర్ ది ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ మాయా, ఎండింగ్ ఇన్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్. దీస్ లిటరేచర్స్ ఆల్ ద వర్త్లెస్ ఇన్ ది ట్రూ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది టర్మ్ ఆర్ వేరియస్లీ డెకోరేటెడ్ టు అట్రాక్ట్ ది అటెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది లెస్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ men. Thus the attracted living entities are more and more entangled in material bondage without hope of liberation for thousands and thousands of generations. Sri Narad Rishi, being the best amongst the Vaishnavas, is compassionate toward such unfortunate victims of worthless literatures, and thus he advises Sri Vyasadev to compose transcendental literature which is not only attractive but can also actually bring liberation from all kinds of bondage. Srila Vyasadev or his representatives are qualified because they are rightly trained to see things in true perspective. Srila Vyasadev and his representatives are pure in thought due to their spiritual enlightenment, fixed in their bhavs due to their devotional service, and determined to deliver the fallen souls rotting in this material activities. The fallen souls are very eager to receive novel informations every day, and the transcendentalists like Vyasadev and Narad can supply such eager people in general with unlimited news from the spiritual world. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that the material world is only a part of whole creation, and that this earth is only a fragment of the whole material world. There are thousands and thousands of literary men all over the world, and they have created many, many thousands of literary works for the information of people in general for thousands and thousands of years. Unfortunately, none of them have brought peace and tranquility on the earth. This is due to a spiritual vacuum in those literatures. Therefore, the Vedic literatures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, are specifically recommended to suffering humanity to bring about the desired effect of liberation from the pangs of material civilization, which is eating the vital part of human energy. The Bhagavad Gita is the spoken message of the Lord Himself, recorded by Vyasadev, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental narration of the activities of the same Lord Krishna, which alone can satisfy the hankering desires of the living being for eternal peace and liberation from miseries. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore is meant for all the living beings all over the universes for total liberation from all kinds of material bondage. Such transcendental narrations of the pastimes of the Lord can be desired only by the liberated souls like Vyasadev and his bona fide representatives, who are completely merged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Only to such devotees do the pastimes of the Lord and their transcendental nature become automatically manifest by dint of devotional service. No one else can either know or describe the acts of the Lord, even if they speculate on this subject for many, many years. The descriptions of the Bhagavatam are so precise and accurate that whatever has been predicted in this great literature about 5,000 years ago is now exactly happening. Therefore, the vision of the author comprehends past, present and future. Such liberated persons as Vyasadeva are perfect, not only by the power of vision and wisdom, but also in oral reception, in thinking, feeling and all other sense activities. A liberated person possesses perfect senses, and with perfect senses only can one serve this sense proprietor Hrishikesh, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore is the perfect description of all perfect personality of Godhead by the all perfect personality Srila Vyasadev, the compiler of the Vedas. The end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So here, so Narada Muni telling to Vyasadev to compile the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, Narada Muni, he supplied some informations what he had heard from Narayan. But Narayan, he had heard from Brahma, and Brahma had heard from Narayan. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam we are hearing now, the essence of all this whole Srimad Bhagavatam, very precise way it was first explained to Brahma by Narayan. Narayan spoke to Brahma, how many verses? Only 4 verses. Now Bhagavata, how many verses? 18,000. Narayan spoke the same subject when 4 verses. Brahma could understand. Because he has 4 heads, you know. He has a lot of brain to understand. And then Brahma understood 4 verses. Then when he spoke to Narada Muni, he has to speak in 10 verses. Little elaborately. Then Narada Muni spoke to Vyasadeva in 100 verses. Then Vyasadeva must have described to whom? To Sukadeva Goswami when he was within the womb of his mother. I don't know how many verses. Then Sukadeva Goswami described to Parikshit Maharaj where Sutta Goswami was sitting and hearing. Then Sutta Goswami described to all the rishis in Naimisharanya. So in this way, end of the day, the Bhagavatam was expanded to 18,000 verses. And also, you should understand, Bhagavatam is not limited to 18,000 verses. Just like Krishna is unlimited, Bhagavat also unlimited. Vibhu Sarvasraya. Vibhu means all pervading Bhagavatam knowledge, all pervading. Only 18,000 verses selected, been projected here. That is need for this age people and sufficient. Other planets in Swargaloka, they have Bhagavatam 100,000 verses. So, Narada Muni is saying that now you describe the pastimes of the Lord. You compose different pastimes of the Lord. Vamana Deva's pastimes, Narasimha pastimes, Krishna pastimes, so many pastimes. Just like in present days, Srila Prabhupada's life history has been compiled. In the book form, Prabhupada book. Who has written Prabhupada's life history? You know? Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj. So how he composed this? How he got all the informations? He traveled around the world. He had a whole team. They take the note, the interview, the record, then sit down, compose. So what Vyasadeva did? He went to different planets, recording what happened Bhamanandevs, what happened to Narasimha Bhagavan, and sitting and composing. Are they composing like this? No, they don't compose like this. Then where did they get information from? Narada Muni is saying, thus you can think of the pastimes of the Lord in trance for the liberation of the people in general from all material bondage. They are Trikaldarshi. Valmiki Rishi was Trikaldarshi. So much so, what to speak of somebody performing some activities, then hearing from others, taking note of it, composing something. Valmiki Rishi compiled Ramayana, even if Lord Rama's pastimes, before completion of Lord Rama's pastimes. It has not happened yet. It has not taken place. But everything is composed in advance. And taught also already to Rama's both sons Lava and Kusa. And they have been traveling all over the world and singing these songs to people, which event has not even taken place. So, we have to understand that what subject matter we are dealing with is not some ordinary subject matter. As Prabhupada has written, people writing so many literatures, so nice presentations, very alluring, very temptating, very humorous, very nicely ornamented. So that is one kind of presentation, knowledge, information. That is one kind of knowledge. And here, this knowledge manifesting for Valmiki Rishi, for Vyasadeva, which is manifesting within their heart. So that is the difference. The materially ornamented subject matters, this, what is the source of this material ornamented subject matters? And what is the source of the spiritual knowledge, informations? So this is transcendental knowledge. You go to school, college, university, your professor will come, give nice speech, write on blackboard. If you listen carefully, you can understand. Can you understand just by listening carefully? Huh? What you need? Huh? You have to have a good brain to understand it. Isn't it? In a classroom, there are 100 students sitting, professor speaking. Everybody understanding what professor speaks. Who understands better? One who has good brain. See, in exam, somebody doing good result, what to say? Oh, brainy boy. Do you say like this here? In India, we say like this. He's very brainy boy. He's a good brain. Right? And somebody not doing good in education, fails in exam, he's a brainless fellow. It's brainless, no brain. No. So through brain you understand when the professor speaks. But when transcendental subject matter is discussed, can you understand that if you have fertile brain? Yes or no? Can you understand spiritual subject matter? Then how you understand? By? But just like you understand by your brain, your material knowledge manifests to your brain, but spiritual knowledge manifests to Divya Gyan, where it manifests? In your belly, in your leg. Divya Gyan, Hriday Prakashita. The transcendental knowledge manifests within the heart. Not Dibyagana brain prakashita. Then manifest brain. That is the reason why people can't understand about Krishna. Because people are trying to understand Krishna by their brain. That is the reason we see, we go to speak, all big scholarly people, when you speak something, they should look like this. Nothing gets in their head. And simple people, they understand very easily. Because they understand through their heart. Through the purified heart. Nahang prakasa sarvasa yogamaya samabritam. It is not a very surprising. People, they don't accept God, they don't surrender God, they don't believe in existence of God. Nothing surprising. And even if somebody believes, there are so many ways they are diverted, misled. It's not surprising. Because that is the very nature of the absolute truth. Very nature of the absolute truth is mujjanti jatasuraya. To bewilder. What to speak of ordinary living entities like us? Great Muni, rishis, demigods are bewildered. And that is Swarup. That is the identity of the Parambrahma, to bewilder everybody. So in this case, how we will understand the essence of everything? So Lord Vyasadev, he only compiled the Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Puranas, Mahabharata, everything. Then we are saying that Bhagavatam, when he compiled Bhagavatam, is a matured stage of his intelligence. He is matured. So when he compiled Veda, Upanishad, is immature or matured? Veda, Upanishad all came from his immature brain. Huh? We cannot say that. People will not believe. If we say Bhagavatam, he spoke in matured stage, and Veda, Upanishad, they are not immature. Lord Krishna saying, whatever matavad, opinion, the verdict has been presented in this material world by all the great personalities, they're all perfect. They're all perfect. And Krishna says, they're all perfect because all these great philosophers, speculators, whatever you may tell them, whatever coming from their mind, that is me. Because my inspiration, they have spoken that. So what Veda has spoken about Karma Kanda, Upanishad has spoken about Jnana Kanda, Purana has spoken about Sakam Bhakti, or Bhagavatam speak of Niskam Bhakti. Everything has some value. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a higher purpose. Because everything, all knowledge coming from Krishna. So according to time and circumstances, for specific purposes, Lord has a plan how to uplift every living entity to go back to Godhead. So in this, from Vedic time till today, the purpose of the knowledge is how to liberate the living entities. Every knowledge has a purpose, whether you call it Nirakar Mayavadi, or Sakar Bhakti, or Yogis Paramatma relations, everything has a purpose. The purpose is how to get liberation, freedom. But what is the meaning of liberation? Liberation has different meaning. Liberation can be a relative words. Liberation can mean to different people in different way. So all these different kinds of knowledge may give liberation from different stages. For example, liberation, getting freedom. I am now free. Concept of freedom. I remember when I was studying in school in India. That time school was not nowadays like school. We were very afraid of our teacher. And teacher will enter into the classroom with a big stick. This big stick. No? And the way they will beat
We feel like Jiyamarask, no? Teacher and teacher comes. And school itself is a big bondage. School hours is biggest bondage. We'll be waiting throughout the day when the 4 o'clock bell will ring. And when the bell will ring, wow, liberation. Right? We'll pack up our bag and run to our houses, you know? Such a big liberation. For that school boy, what does this mean, liberation, going back to Godhead, merging Brahman, effulgence? Nothing, just I want to become free from this school. That's it, my liberation. There's 1 year of liberation. Then we go to our house. In the house, we have another Yamaraj there that we fear of. He's not exactly Yamaraj, but we are afraid of. Jaisi si Radha Gokulanda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. That we are afraid of. We are afraid of our father. Not like nowadays father and teachers. Nowadays teachers make friendship, they play around, they drink together with the teachers. Fathers, I don't know the way they treat with fathers nowadays. I don't remember. I have spoken in front of my father openly. So scaring to go in. Mother, no problem, you can manage. Whatever you want to do, you can get sanction from mother. You want to listen radio. That time there's not so much TV. Radio, read novel books or something. If father is there, no, very scary. No, you can do whatever you like. Well, he'll be waiting when father goes out of the house. Father is out of the house, wow, liberation. Now I can do whatever I want. I can manage my mother, no problem. So for that boy, liberation means when he's waiting, when father will be out of the house. That is one definition of liberation, freedom. Or you are sick, suffering from out some disease. When we get free from the disease, that is kind of liberation. Somebody is sentenced 5 years, 10 years in prison house. When you become free, wow, I got him free. Liberation. And British was ruling India. How many years British was ruling India? 200 years. So when British left India, we got liberation. Now freedom. So freedom is relative. How it works in different stage in different people's mind, different way. Or somebody is very poor, or he makes a nice building, nice money, you know, freedom from poverty. Or on this, for some religious people who have understood how this earthly planet is a place of suffering, so we accumulate some pious activities. So you can go to heaven. No? Liberation. That is liberation for them. To become free from the suffering of these earthly planets. So they go to heavenly planets. Then for those, they're really matured. They have understood none of these is liberation, real liberation. Then they really strive for real liberation. They are really intelligent people, knowledgeable people. They are known as gyanis, who have understood to some extent their identity, and for them liberation, freedom means to become free from the cycle of birth and death. To merge in Brahman effulgence, that is freedom. Then if you analyze more, that is not freedom also. Going to heaven is not freedom. You go to heaven, te tang bhukta swargalokam visalam khinne punne martalaka visanti. Again you come back. But if you go to beyond heaven, beyond the material world, you go to spiritual sky, get liberation. Then what is the consequence over there? After achieving that liberation, what is the consequence?
What is the consequence? After getting the real liberation, not liberation from teacher's hand, father's hand, British hand. What is the consequence? No return? Yes, moksha brahma jyoti. So that we fall down also. Arya kuchana parang patang tataha patanti adha. So you will fall down from heavenly planet. And beyond all the from brahma jyoti, you fall down also from there. So what is the difference? You falling down from heaven and falling down from brahma jyoti. What is the difference? Is there any difference? No difference. Prabhu? No difference. Some difference is there. If you fall from two-story building, one-story building, what will happen? If you fall for 30-story building, what will happen? If you fall for one-story, two-story building, you may break your hand, leg, something like that. If you fall from 30-story building, Hare Krishna. So in the same way, you fall from Swargaloka, at least you will take birth in some life. Fall from Niyakar Brahma Jyoti, because you fall from so high, when you fall down, you completely lose your consciousness. You become a stone. What stone? Not ordinary stone, not marble stone, not granite stone. You become diamond stone. Diamond. Yeah, it's been described in scripture like that. Srila Bhaktivinoda Maharaja is telling, because all these Chenara Bindaksha Bimukta Manina Staya Astadhava Abhisuddha Buddhaya Arya Kuchana Parangpadang Tataha Parangpada, the supreme destination, but Patanti Adha, they fall down. Nadrita Jusmatangra, because they have not developed that attachment unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Brahma saying in his prayer, O my Lord, they might have achieved the ultimate position, Parangpada Tataha, but Patanti Adha, they fall down because Nadrita Jusmat Angraha. They have not developed that attachment onto your lotus feet. And what desire they have? All this Bhimuktamaniness, they think, oh, we got liberation. What desire they have? They want to become one with God. They want to become one with, they want to merge with God. They want to one with God. God is very effulgent. So God is thinking, oh, you want to become effulgent like me also? But you can't become as effulgent as me, but I'll give you some effulgence. So that you become a diamond stone. Diamond stone, some effulgence is there. Yes? Have you seen diamond? In your British Museum, there is a diamond. You have not seen? Who has seen British Museum? Kohinoor, diamond. He has seen. You should go see the Kohinoor diamond they stole from India. That refulging, the diamond is refulging. I had light, very refulgent. Yes. They stole from India, Kohinoor Hira. Their Kohinoor Hira was with Jagannath on Jagannath's head. The Muslims, they stole it. And from Muslims, British, they stole it. So at least go take darshan of that Kohinoor diamond. So the point is, the Lord is fulfilling the desire of this Vimukta Maninas. You want to become effulgent like me, but you can't be so effulgent, but some effulgence you will get. So you become diamond. So Prabhupada is saying, all this jnanis, they want to get liberation. And they are free from all desires, all material desires. To become jnani, to just start this path of jnana yoga, very difficult path. As Krishna telling in Bhagavad Gita, he is accepting that how it is very difficult. Nirakar is very difficult. But you have to give up all your material desire. But Prabhupada is saying, the jnanis, don't get liberation margin to Brahman effulgence. They have more desire for sense gratification than the desire of the karmis. Normally, if you see externally, you will see the karmis have more desire for sense gratification. That is the cause of their bondage. And jnanis, they think the desire for sense gratification is cause of bondage, so they are free from desire of sense gratification, so that they get liberation. But according to Prabhupada, the jnanis are more strongly desirous for sense gratification than the karmis. How? Who are greater sense gratifier? Karmis or jnanis? Why? They are giving up everything. They have more knowledge, they can manipulate material nature better. No. Yes. Prabhupada is saying they are more desirous for sense gratification because they are saying, oh, karma kandis, they are enjoying little bit. We become God, so we can enjoy more like God. So though externally they looks like that, but actually they are desiring. The small sense gratification like karmakandi is not sufficient for them. We become one with God, so we can enjoy like God. So that is main things. So there is no question for this so-called jnanis also, that liberation. And that is, jnanis get liberation, what that liberation called? What is that liberation? Sajujya liberation. The Gani is the Sajujya liberation. Which sense gratification? Yes. You see, Brahmajyoti, material world, there is ananda, one kind of happiness. Brahmajyoti, there is one kind of happiness. And serving Krishna is one kind of happiness. So what is the difference? Material world happiness is when your suffering is reduced, you consider this is happiness. Always suffering. Somebody pinching you like this, release a little bit. This is material happiness. Reductions of suffering. Okay? But Brahmajyoti is called Brahmananda. Brahmananda. Material ananda is called Jodananda. Other earthly planet, Swargaloka, Bhulaka, Bhavaloka, Mahaloka, Satyaloka, Janaloka, all this is called Jodananda. All these places, reductions of suffering. Is considered as happiness. But Brahmajyoti is not reduction of suffering, is absence of sufferings. There is no extra thing for your enjoyment, but absence of suffering, that we consider as bliss. That is called Brahmananda. You understand? Jodananda, then Brahmananda, and beyond Brahmananda is Premananda. So that Premananda comes when you serve Krishna, not in Brahmajyoti. Brahmajyoti get Brahmananda, which is absence of sufferings. But Prema, by serving Krishna, the Prema, and that is very blissful. But devotional service, so unalloyed. Even devotees, they don't want Premananda. There's something beyond that also. Beyond Premananda. That is Sevananda. We just want to serve you, that's it. By giving pleasure to Krishna, they derive pleasure. Whether they get prema or not, they don't care. Example is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When gopis, they are serving Krishna, they are fanning Krishna, and Krishna prema comes, that they can't fan, become stunned. And Krishna prema comes, tears come from their eyes. So eye become ugly. So that is obstructing their service. The prema, symptoms of prema, obstructing in their service to the Lord. So Braja Gopikas are saying, oh prema, please wait for some time. I have no time now to entertain you. Don't disturb me. No? So much unaligned, unconditional. The goal of our life, Krishna prema. And that obstructing, serving Krishna, you please wait for some time. Don't disturb us. We want to fan nicely. If his symptoms manifest, I'll become stunned. I decorated my face so nicely, so Krishna will see and enjoy. And the tears are coming, my face will become ugly. No? So that is Sevananda. So Jadananda, Brahmananda, Premananda, then Sevananda. So when levels of Ananda is there, so if you understand all these things, then you will see how this Brahmananda is nothing. What to speak of nothing? Our Acharya is saying, Prabhadananda, Saraswati is saying, the Kaivalya Narakayate. Kaivalya means liberation. It's like hell is for a devotee. Kaivalya Narakayate, Tridasapura, Akasapuspayate, Vidhi, Mahendradhischa Kitayate. One who will take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and understand everything in full extent. For him, Vidhi Mahendradhischa Kitayate. To achieve the position of Brahma and Indra, he will feel this position like a small insect, bugs. He understands will be like that. What to speak of going to heaven? What to speak of desiring to go to heaven? Even if he you will consider the demigod's position is like insect. Tridasapura akasapuspayate. Tridasapura means the residence of demigods, heavenly planets. Akasapuspayate. Flower in the sky. What do you say in English? Phantasmagoria. Will of the whips. I cannot pronounce that properly. Will of the whips. There is one word is there. Will of the whips. So, heaven is like that. In India, I tell them when they don't understand anything, I tell them, horse egg. Have you seen horse egg? Horse is very big. His egg must be very big. How big horse egg? Any of you have seen in museum or in your zoo? Prabhu? Have you seen horse egg? Have you been to zoo? You have not seen horse egg? How big horse egg could be? Doesn't have egg. So Tridasapura Akasapuspayate. The heavenly planets for the devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is like if horse egg. And Kaivalya Narakayate. Liberation? Liberation. They get very scared of liberation. No. Let me take birth in this material world again and again, but I don't want to get this liberation. It is rejected by like that. So what I was telling? Okay. So the Sajujya Mukti, this is one kind of liberation. Liberation starting from for a boy who is feeling very confined, very much bound in the school atmosphere, all the way up to liberation of moksha for the jnanis. Then what is the liberation for devotees? They go more higher. Not only bhulaka, bhuvalaka, solaka, mahalaka, janalaka, tapalaka, satyalaka, not only brahmajyoti, they go beyond that. What is that liberation? Going beyond Brahmajyoti? What is beyond Brahmajyoti? Vaikuntha. So Gyan is Degar Sajuja Mukti stay in Brahmajyoti. The devotees, there are other four liberations are there. Salokya, they will go to the planet of Lord Vishnu. Sarupya, they will get form like Vishnu. Sarsti, they will get opulence like Vishnu. Then Samipya, they will stay close to Vishnu. You understand? Live, that is one kind of liberation. So which one you will like? Go to heaven, be liberated, go to Brahmajyoti, be liberated, or go to Vaikuntha, be liberated? What will you prefer? What is your preference? If you go to heaven, what will happen? Tetang bhukta sargalakam visalam khenapunne martalak visanti. Will come down. You go to Brahmajyoti, what will happen? Arya kuchana parang patang tatha patanti adha, will come down. You go to Vaikuntha, what will happen? Jadgata non-nivartante tad dhamam parama mama. Once you go to Vaikuntha, don't come back. My param dhamma. So that is best liberation or not? Yes? But no. You go to Vaikuntha, you get Salokya Mukti, go to Vaikuntha, but not necessarily you can see Vishnu there. Just by going to Vaikuntha, you don't see Vishnu. Who is Prime Minister of UK?
Loudon.
Some Theresa May, something. Have you seen that person? Have you seen? But you are in UK. But you have not seen. It's like that. Some people may go back to Vaikuntha, but they can't see Vishnu there. That they can't see Narayana there. So what is the use of going to Vaikuntha? They will have spurti within heart, just like you to TV you can see your Prime Minister. They have provision that much. So you like liberation like that? So? In Vaikuntha itself, there are other stages are there. You may get a form like Vishnu. We get a blue body and four arms. So what? You don't get the exact form like Vishnu. There is no Srivastha Chinna, marks or anything. And you get sarsti, you get opulence like Vishnu. Not exactly like Vishnu. Or something like that. But if you get liberation of Samipya Mukti, Samipya means you stay close to Vishnu. So that is some valid liberation. That is some valuable liberation. So what do you prefer out of this four liberation? To go to Vaikuntha planet, or to have a form like Vishnu, or to have opulence like Vishnu, or stay close to Vishnu? Which one will you prefer? Prabhu? So that is the highest. Isn't it? Yes? No, that is not highest. That is not highest. You may go close to Vishnu. You may serve him. But problem is, when you go to Vishnu, see him face to face, how you feel? You feel you are great? Do you feel you are very great? Or do you feel you are very small? What will be your feeling? Small, right? You see, oh Vishnu, you are so great. I did not understand. Now I understand. I am so infinitesimal. This false ego in this material dimension, only I am so great. And when you reach in front of Vishnu, will you feel I am so great? Will you really understand, humbled? Oh, I am so insignificant. Then what will be your mood in front of Vishnu? Your mood will be, oh Lord, you are so great. I am so small. I am insignificant. Oh my Lord, what can I do for you? Please you do for me. Please you maintain me. You protect me. So this is the mood. Is it good mood? Good mood or bad mood? Not the best. Good, not the best.
He got the Lord and said, Lord, you do for me. You serve me. Instead, I serve you. You will come up with a mentality. What can I do for you? You are so great. Please, you take care of me. So that cannot be considered as ultimate liberation. But when you go to Goloka Vrindavan, see Krishna, not that Krishna, you please maintain me, take care of me. Rather, devotee think, I have to take care of you. I have to maintain you. I will maintain you, I will take care of you. Is that liberation or not liberation? When you go to Vaikuntha, you tell Vishnu, you please maintain me. That is one kind of liberation. And you go to Goloka Vrindavan, you will tell Krishna, I will maintain you, I will care for you. What could be better liberation than that? Somebody who is maintaining and caring for everybody, if you take responsibility for maintaining and caring for that person, is there anything beyond could be liberation? So that is what Bhagavat is revealing. That is what Narada Muni is telling and giving his blessings because of his qualification. He has firm bhav, he's spotless, truthfulness. You are qualified. So I give my blessings to you. So you bring people the real liberation. Samadhina anusmara tad vichastitam akhila bandha mukshate muktaya. Bandha. This is bandha mukta. This is real bandhana mukta. What is bandhana mukta? Bandhana mukta means that you are controller of all controllers. Then bandhana mukta. That is what Bhagavatam is teaching. The highest liberation of our lives. Jaisala Prabhupada ki.